Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one is an incel wondering why women don't want him. It's not because he eats Doritos and faps off to corn. It's because he looks the way that he does. If he looked like a Chad and did all of those things, women would just call him a sexy nerd, instead of a creepy stalker. I bet this guy here is all you've got to do is go to the gym, bro, all the time. Moving on is a story about how 40% of Japanese women born in 2005 could end up all childless. But I say those are rookie numbers. It's going to be a lot worse than that. It's probably going to be closer to 80% of people without children in 30 years. I guess the women must be saying things like, me no so horny, honey. Maybe the passport bros can help out with this one. Here they come to the rescue like black white knights. Those dark knights will probably be the horny heroes that Japan needs. Number three, if you watched the Barbie film, then you know that Barbie stayed in the real world at the end of it. Well, it looks like here's a promotional still from Barbie Part 2, called Burn the Coal and Try Making Ken the Cuck Pay the Toll. I can only imagine how this happened, as Barbies don't even have genitals. If a woman like this showed up, this is the point where you walk away when she has a kid with someone else. Up next is a woman that put two blokes in her back door at the same time last week. And now she's going on vacation. Where? To the doctor's office, perhaps. If she does make it to the beach, she won't be watertight anymore and might leave a brown cloud underwater. Behind her and all the fish will have a feast. But we shouldn't criticize her because when you pack the fudge, who are we to judge? Number five is a woman. Number five is a woman that told a guy on a date that she had a lonely fans page. He walked out on her and then later subscribed and sent the photos to her mother. I guess that's what happens when you waste a man's time. I think he made a mistake though, because the cops could come after him for revenge porn on that one. The guy should have got the pics from a leaker instead. He may be base, but he risked getting thrown into the big house with this stunt. Moving on, the US women's national soccer team generated $3.25 million in revenue, but will get $7 million in equal pay revenue split with the men's team. This is the same as taxes being transferred from men to pay for women's student loan debts. This is all about women wanting equality of outcomes. Next, you'll probably find a way to get paid more than the men's team, even though they earn less. Women are capitalists with their own money and socialists with men's money. Independent my ass. Number seven, we have women wondering why they live longer than men do. The answer, of course, is that men are disposable. This is a bit outdated. They're now finding that financially successful men are living longer than middle class and poor women. If the Titanic went down today, women would have to fight for places on the lifeboats. When the Costa Concordia was sinking off the coast of Italy, the crew just abandoned all the women and children on the ship and floated away for their lives. Many men will no longer simp to save a woman's life. Up next, we have a $1.28 billion lotto winner getting two-thirds of the money taxed away. It gets even crazier because when you die in 20 years, they'll get half again, if not more. Also, rest in peace, Ray Liotta. You will continue to be memed for eternity. Number 9. When women pay their bills, they're strong and independent. But when a man pays his bills, it's just part of being normal. Apparently, everything that women do is special. Remember, guys, let her be brave and don't pay her bills. When a woman asks you to pay for a dinner date, just tell her that she should show her strength and independence if she covered half the bill. Number 10, why is it that so many women in Hollywood dress their sons up as girls? What you really need to be asking is, how many of these women have a man in the house? These children are being used as virtue signaling objects to help these post-war women get their next movie role. When no one hires them, they can claim that they aren't getting movie roles because of their trans kids, and that it's all about discrimination. I think only one of these women has a partner, but he's the kid's stepdad. Moving on is a woman claiming that she's spiritual. Meanwhile, men can see through this and realize that she's just smoking weed, collecting rocks, and not crystals, as she claims to hear voices in her head. Women in the comments section were pissed off at me claiming that I was attacking astrology. Astrology is delusional and wishful thinking for women. It's an excuse to use hundreds of candles that women typically have in their homes. Number 12, we have a woman that says he's going to be the daddy. But little does she know that he had a vasectomy 3 years ago. When he tells her that, she will probably claim that his vasectomy miraculously healed itself. Obviously, this isn't real and it was just photoshopped. Remember that her meat tent will always find a way to tell you that she's been with more men than you know. Up next, it looks like Sweden's women's soccer team actually looks like women, versus the American team, that looks like a bunch of androgynous annies. In 20 or 30 years, the Swedish team will probably be filled with half-black, half-white mulattoes, on account of all the immigrants there they're letting in the country. Number 14, if you want to stop feminists coming to your meeting or making an unexpected visit, then make your door really, really thin, unlike them. Then they'll complain the door is too sexist. In this case, they would be right, though. Unfortunately, this works both ways. All it would take is one feminist to stand in front of the door, and you would have to cancel a whole meeting. Or when you try to leave, the wall of flesh would be blocking the way out. Moving on, we have a man following a girl into the bathroom saying that he identifies as a woman. The girl's father, who identifies as the tooth fairy, knocks out the man's teeth. I'm assuming that both the father and daughter are probably going to go to jail for a hate crime. In jail, the daughter meets other men that identify as women, and she gets pounded by them. The father, of course, gets sodomized by Tyrone. Also pay close attention to see who's leaning in this picture. Number 16 is Pearl with her shirt that says women shouldn't vote. Laugh at her all you want, you guys, but she's managed to make over $1 million a month from YouTube recently. Plus, there are plenty of guys in the next comment section I posted this to that are saying that they would definitely smash. Up next, we have Emmy, and she says, you can go to her Lonely Fans page and sign up for all her content for only $6. Then later in the day, she asks, is it too much for a guy to ask her to get married? For her, yes it is. Why does he have to pay full price for something that she gives away for only $6? A man doesn't want other men laughing at him because he's dating an ethot. Number 18 is a great big old Scooby-Doo mystery. Why are millions of men dropping out of the workforce at an alarming rate? Well, when you lower men's testosterone and you destroy their prospects for marriage and a decent financial future, are you really all that surprised? No traditional rewards means no traditional work ethic. Maybe men also can't get full-time employment because of all the diversity hires taking their place. Remember, women are always most affected. Moving on, I did a video about this a while back about how Hungary offers women the incentive that if they have 4 future tax serfs, I mean children, then the women will never have to pay personal income tax ever again. But why does the father still have to pay tax if he has 4 kids? Talk about double standards. The elites need more slaves, and we'll just see how badly they need them as many countries go below the rate of fertility of 1 in the next few decades. Number 20 is the agenda in full swing in Slovenia, as it legalizes gay marriage despite the population voting against it. I guess just like Skittles, they're now really tasting the rainbow in Slovenia as well. I guess they should have voted harder. This is all about protecting democracy, it seems, by eliminating voting. Number 21, if you've ever watched Home Alone, then you must have wondered what Kevin McAllister's dad did to afford this house, all those kids, and a Paris vacation for 9 people. Maybe he was an arms dealer. Maybe a politician or working as Tony Soprano's accountant. Maybe his mom did Lonely Fans. What do you think? Up next, we have equality in Ukraine. Women and children should be allowed to flee and be protected. The men should be forced to fight and are prohibited from leaving the country. The tragic thing is that it's young guys that are fighting to satisfy the egos of Putin and Zelensky. As far as I'm concerned, both military forces should make peace with one another and then turn against their leaders. Their populations are falling and they don't need more land, which is what wars are traditionally fought over. Number 23, we have some tag team action when a hawk drops a snake on a woman and then both animals start attacking her. She must have done something really wrong in a previous life to have this happen to her. Just like my suggestion of Russian-Ukraine militaries unifying, it's amazing what can happen when those in the animal kingdom unite. Moving on is a guy trying to sneak his girlfriend out in the middle of the night. His dad says his girlfriend doesn't have to sneak out, and that he can just walk her out to her car and then come back in. The son says, sorry, I thought you'd be mad. The dad then responds by saying, I was your age once, except I got more bitches. Looks like we've got a based boomer here. Number 25 and the last one is 2 old Ukrainian women in France that mistook each other for Russian women, and they fought it out. This makes the news while the young men in Ukraine get blown up to pieces, and you'll never hear their story. These women should just go back to Ukraine and take that attitude to the battlefield instead of bitch-slapping each other in a French foreign land. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so the new viewers can finally find it. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.